We're speaking now with Janine Ash. She's a candidate for the East Bonner County Library Board of Trustees. Janine, thanks for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start with an introduction. Tell us a bit about yourself, including how and when did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm an Idaho native. I was born in Idaho, got sort of taken away for a little time, but I'm back. I'm married. I've been married 41 years. I have two grown children, one who lives here in Sandpoint, one who is just getting promoted to commander in the Navy. I also have two rambunctious dogs. My husband's a retired fire chief and has volunteered here in the community search and rescue. He's now on the animal board. He's on Rotary. So we're very volunteer sort of family. For fun, I'm an amateur painter, beginning gardener, book lover, and hiker. We began visiting Sandpoint about 15 years ago. We had friends that lived here, and we'd come up to ski and go to the music festival, and my husband has a sister who lives over in Nelson. And one time when there wasn't a lot of snow, we went into town and we went to the library. And I was just amazed at what a nice library it was. I was so impressed. They had a banned book display going on. And, it was a fairly new building at the time. And I thought you can tell a lot about a community by its library. So at that time, I decided that I could possibly retire here. And we did in 2012.
And you wound up getting involved with the library as well.
Yes, so I did get involved with the library. It's one of the first things I did, as a matter of fact, went to ask if I can volunteer. I did story times to start off with, and then I started doing some tech tutoring where I help people develop resumes and apply for jobs and learn how to use their smartphones. And then I was appointed to the board in 2013. I applied for it, and then I was elected later, and I've been serving ever since.
Yeah, yeah, and I should have mentioned that at the start. You are one of the two incumbents that are running for this position. Well, tell us a little bit about your professional or personal experience that you feel provides good qualifications for a position on the library board.
Well, I think that I am definitely the most qualified person, except for maybe Amy Flint, who's also running with me. We're both very qualified. I'm a retired librarian with 40 years of library experience. I started out age right out of high school and worked my way up and retired eventually as coordinator of literacy and outreach for 13 branch system. I am fiscally conservative. While I've been on the board and when I was chairperson of the board, I've made sure that we did things that lowered our budget. I was chairperson of the events fundraising committee when we did the expansion, and we brought in $302,000 for that. I can't get credit for all of that, but I did lead the efforts for the Rotary galas that we did in conjunction with them. And I have also been Children's and Young Adult Services President for a library association. I have extensive grant writing experience. I've brought in over $2 million in my previous job for early literacy programs. I also have a lot of program development, budget, and personnel experience. I've been on a lot of community nonprofit boards too, and I have been either president, secretary, or treasurer for them. I am an avid supporter of the First Amendment and a person's freedom to choose what they want to read. That is a core of my belief. I've received many awards, Reading Association Service Award, Women in County Government, Woman of the Year. I just think all of this together really makes me very qualified for this position.
You've kind of answered my next question, but I'll ask it again. You could just kind of reprise it. Why are you running for library trustee?
Well, I love our library. Like I said, I started volunteering right away here, and I just think our library is great. I want to see it continue to be great. I want the trustee positions to be filled with people who are qualified, including myself and Amy Flint. I know that the opponents primarily are running on a one-issue agenda, and I do not believe that they are as qualified as I am.
We'll get to issues in just a minute or two here, but and I'm asking all the other candidates this. For you, it's kind of a no-brainer. Have you ever attended a library board meeting?
Yes, many.
Yeah, as an incumbent, I'm sure you have.
Yeah, use the library regularly. Always have.
And you've mentioned you are a user of library services. What kind of library services do you use as just a consumer?
Well, I check out books, but I probably check out more ebooks now. I've learned to love ebooks on my iPad because you can look up words in the dictionary right like that. And
I do the same thing, by the way.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And, you can jump into, I was reading Gone with the Wind, and you can jump right into Wikipedia and read about a battle that, you know, that's going on. So I still read books, but also the ebooks have the light at night too. So I volunteer at the library. If I'm looking for particular information, I have used their databases. So yeah, I'm just probably a regular old library user.
And you've kind of answered this question too, but I'm trying to ask everybody the same questions. The library provides really diverse services, but it's still a lot about books. And you kind of already said you're a book reader and a book lover. Any books you want to mention that you've read lately that you like?
Oh, I'm reading right now, just finished from my book club. Eleanor Oliphant Will Be Okay. I've just read Good Lord Bird, which is about John Brown. I don't remember the other books, but yeah. I have a book going all the time. I tend to read at night. I fall asleep easily while I'm reading, so I don't get through too many books in 1 month, but I always have a book on hand.
Okay, so let's talk about issues such as they relate to library. What do you think are issues that voters should pay mind to in this election as concerns specifically the East Bonner County Library?
In this election specifically?
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the mask is a big issue, and that's why my opponents are primarily running. It's been a very difficult time, I think, for libraries, for schools, for any business during this pandemic. We needed to make some tough decisions about what we were going to do. And based on the science that we had, we made the decision to close the library for a while. And there are a lot of libraries throughout the United States that are still not open. Where I used to live, they are just opening now on limited hours. I believe that we made the right decision about wearing a mask and requiring a mask. And being a librarian, it was very, very important to me that everybody had access to the library. So whether it's somebody that didn't want to wear a mask or somebody who didn't want to come to the library because they didn't feel safe even with a mask, we started curbside services, which I really, really pushed for that. So you could call up the library and ask for any book or any group of books or 10 children's books or 10 movies or a particular title, and they would deliver it to your car outside. We also have the online resources that are available, the ebooks, the audiobooks. We have movies that are available online. So I think that a lot of the people that have been concerned about the mask issue have not really taken advantage of that. But I wanted to make sure that pretty much any service that we had was available to anyone. I am considering, I sent an email out to the board a little while ago that I thought we needed to talk about, maybe revising our mask policy, maybe looking at a couple days a week that are safe days, or we've also talked about that one of the board members mentioned that we needed to look at our filtration system. There might be some way of amping that up a little bit more. So I want to open so badly. I want to be safe so badly. And I just think it's so sad that we've been closed for so long or not available to everybody except through things like curbside services.
Well, as an incumbent, you mentioned that you already have suggested that the board look at some least halfway measures, but can you take a look and say, well, when do you think the library will get back to more normal operating in terms of the mask mandate specifically?
Well, I'm hoping soon. I mean, I'm hoping within the next 2 to 3 weeks, maybe. I don't think we're going to I don't think we're going to be back to normal right away. I think that there will still be some restrictions. And I also think, you know, if we have with some of these new strains of viruses that are coming out, if our community just goes crazy again, we have a responsibility. As much as I want to have the library open, we have a responsibility to make sure our staff are safe and to make sure that people that come into the library are safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any other issues that you see, you know, on the plate of the board to be working on here during this next term?
Yes, not so much as an election issue, but we expanded our library and we added a room for youth to come to after school, because the library was just packed with youth, and we worked with Rotary on that, and the room is too small. So we need to figure out, and I'm not sure what the solutions are yet. We have some time to think about it. But we need to figure out how to accommodate more youth after school and keep them engaged, because the library is where they're going. They're not going anywhere else. They're coming to the library. And whether it means, you know, diverting some of our other areas to make it more available for youth, or whether it means maybe eventually doing another expansion or addition to the library, or if it means more collaborations with some other organizations. But that's an issue. Our last legs, I